Virginia's married. time in my young and youthful life when I decided at the age of 9 that I had to take a wife. I took her and I shook her and I asked her to obey. She picked me up by the ear and she threw me in a pile of hay. She took off my pants and then she took off my socks. Pretty soon she was filling my mouth full of rocks, doing strange things that little girls will do. Everything except the thing I mentioned last night, which is screw. Don't you guys know it rhymes with, what did I say, true or something? Okay, listen. She was kind, and I told you from the start that she wasn't any kind of dirty lady, hussy, or a tart. She was fine, and she taught me all things good. She taught me how to make love to a piece of wood. I'm not going to get dirty or kind of bold. I know that this kind of raunchy language can always get old. Still, I'm here tonight to tell you what happened, and I will. How I used to go out with this sexy gal named Jill. That's right, I was 9 and feeling kind of funky. I asked her out to dance and she said I'm not that spunky. Funky. Anyway, she was cool and she'd take me out and get me swimming naked in the pool. Well, that got old as all those thrills always do. Pretty soon we got back to that old reliable. Well, you know, pretty soon time did pass, and even our beautiful relationship couldn't last. She took up with this cowboy, I think his name was Jack. He used to ride the range with the strangest gunny sack, filled with knives and guns he held once to my head. He said, listen, mister, if you try and take Jill back, you're as good as Jack. I said, Jack, I accept your conditions and you can have Jill. That's when I met this Virginia that I mentioned. She was pretty smart. I'd say she was almost sentient. Well, she left me too, and I guess I must have bored her. I was standing there all day rapping and rhyming and pretty much bored her. But she went and got married too, and that's the subject of my story here tonight. I went to her reception. The night was cold and dark. It was raining from the sky. Everything was covered with gark. Weird gunk and spuds. And her father, I saw him in the window of his house, just quietly staring like some kind of a mouse. And I was out there in the yard, pretty drunk on punch. On the steps, I fell to darkness. Friends came out around me. But I saw the darkness only. Drunk now, I will be lonely. Now I will be lonely. stand.